finally, after the big weekend. Hope you had a good weekend. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. It's the 27th day of May. Nothing to fear day today. Not a single thing.
Yeah.
Except,
full strength ahead.
Except it is sunscreen day, so we can fear the sun. Be a good idea to use some if you're going out in the sun. It's also World Marketing Day. We know it's going to be successful because we know it's World Marketing Day.
Right.
So somebody is
.com.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. Crazy weekend up at Seaside Heights. Police say three young adults were stabbed. 73 people were arrested, forcing authorities to shut down the boardwalk starting just after midnight Memorial Day. Police say the stabbing victims so far have been uncooperative.
A Stafford Township father is charged in the shooting of his teenage daughter while he was cleaning his gun. Police say 47-year-old Edgar Bayarga is charged with aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a minor. He allegedly shot his 13-year-old daughter while he was cleaning his gun at home on Saturday. His daughter is listed in stable condition. His court appearance is pending.
What's wrong with people? A couple in Brigantine in trouble after, get this, leaving their 8-year-old and 1-year-olds at home as they went out drinking Sunday night.
What?
Concerned residents alerted police to the situation. 43-year-old Felix Rodriguez and 38-year-old Lydia Monterosa, parents of the year candidates no more. Both are from Jersey City. They're arrested and charged on a summons with endangering the welfare of a child.
Yikes. And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be partly sunny, high of 72, rain likely tonight and tomorrow.
Jonna, Ella Langley, work for the wind. It's time now for Jonna's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Kenny Chesney this morning. He launched his Las Vegas residency at the Sphere last week. It kicked off on Thursday night, and he brought out a special friend to join him. Kelsey Ballerini was there. The crowd went wild when she walked out. Of course, they sang their duet, Half of My Hometown. But Ballerini also helped him turn his She Thinks My Tractor Sexy into a duet. Sounded really good, too. And she sang with him on You and Tequila. She sang Grace Potter's part. We've got the first footage of Kenny Chesney's Las Vegas residency up for you right now. CatCountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. It looks awesome. Tim McGraw is back up. This is good news. After a string of surgeries had him down for the count for a little bit. He's finally on the up and up, but it was rougher than anybody realized. He really didn't open up about it until now. He endured about 6 to 8 months of medical misery. We knew McGraw had undergone multiple surgeries, but as it turns out, he's been in pain for a long time. He was having back problems for more than a year ago. He had 3 back surgeries and double knee replacements. Everything we know about those surgeries, it's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jonna's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Hope all is well with you. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, why are you raising such stupid kids?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It is hard to believe we are 3 weeks and 2 days away from the start of the Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood.
It is getting so serious right now.
We'll be doing our broadcast, live broadcast, beginning Thursday morning on the Wildwood broadcast, 3 weeks from Thursday.
Crazy.
Still need Barefoot tickets. They're sold out, you know. But we have this Friday at 3:20. I think it's your last one. The Cat Country Barefoot Ticket Window. Your chance to win tickets to Barefoot with Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Rascal Flatts, and more. Barefoot Ticket Window powered by Jenkins Plumbing and Heating. You can win your Barefoot passes with Chris Coleman 3:20 Friday after. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Vince in Egg Harbor Township has sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you.
Woman decides to have a facelift for her 50th birthday. She spends $15,000. Looks sensational. On her way home, she stops at a newsstand to buy a newspaper. Before leaving, she says to the clerk, I hope you don't mind me asking, but how old do you think I am? Guy says, about 32. Nope, I'm 50, she says. A little while later, she goes into McDonald's and asks the counter girl the very same question. The girl said, I guess about 29. With a big smile, the woman replies, nope, I'm 50. Now she's feeling really good about herself.
Yeah, she's feeling herself.
She stops at a candy shop on her way down the street. She goes up to the counter to get some mints and asks the assistant the same burning question. How old do you think I am? The clerk says, oh, I'd say about 30. Again, she proudly responds, I'm 50, but thank you. While waiting for the bus to go home, she asks an old man standing next to her the same question. He says, lady, look, I'm 78. My eyesight is going. Although when I was young, there was a way I could tell how old a woman was. It sounds very forward, but it requires you to let me put my hands under your bra, then And only then could I tell you exactly how old you are.
Ew.
Well, they wait in silence on the empty street until her curiosity gets the best of her. She finally blurts out, oh, what the heck, go ahead. He slips both of his hands, yada, yada, ew, yada. After a couple of minutes of this, she says, okay, how old am I? He completes one more squeeze, removes his hands and says, madam, you are 50 years old. Stunned and amazed, the woman says, that was incredible. How could you tell? He says, I was behind you at the McDonald's.
Wow. And that, my friends.
Good morning, with Joe and John. I hope you had a great weekend. It was an interesting weekend in Brigantine. We're going to have more details on this coming up at 7 o'clock on three things you need to know. But apparently, a couple in Brigantine, I don't think they're permanent residents, maybe visiting or whatever.
Whatever.
Or occasionally.
Yeah.
They decided it would be a good idea to go out drinking, leaving their 8-year-old and 1-year-old home alone.
There it is. What are you doing, Mom and Dad?
Neighbors ultimately flagged down a police officer, and the people were contacted. The parents were contacted, and they weren't home, and apparently they weren't anywhere near home. Police had to wait with the kids until the parents got home, and by that time they determined they'd been out drinking, so...
What is happening?
You thought you were a bad pick. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
All right, where are we going?
Paris, France. Quick, what do you do? Your girlfriend running late to catch her flight out of the Paris airport.
Oh, no.
Well, if you're her boyfriend, you call police and give them a fake bomb threat.
Oh.
Hopefully you'll delay the plane and she'll be able to leave on time.
Yeah, you would think.
Police have arrested the guy.
Right.
He's in a lot of trouble.
Who didn't see that coming?
It's Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. Three things you need to know this morning. No matter how bad of a parent you think you are, you're not this bad. Nope. A couple in Brigantine in trouble after leaving their 8-year-old and 1-year-old at home alone as they went out drinking Sunday night. Concerned residents alerted police to the situation. 43-year-old Felix Rodriguez and 38-year-old Lydia Monterosa, both of Jersey City, have thus eliminated themselves from Parents of the Year contention. They've been arrested and charged on a summons with endangering the welfare of a child.
A skull discovered 30 years ago along the beach in Longport has been confirmed as belonging to a captain of a 19th century shipwreck. That's cool. An article in Popular Science says the remains of a captain who became known as Scattered Man John Doe were found in parts over 3 decades. The skull was found in Longport. More bones were found in Margate, and fragments turned up in Ocean City back in 2013. Advances in forensic research show the skull belonged to 29-year-old Henry Goodsell, captain of the schooner Oriental that was lost in a storm in 1844.
Ocean City has landed high on a list of top summer travel destinations. The survey by USA Today turned to a panel of industry experts to choose their favorite locations for a summer vacation. Ocean City landed in the second spot overall, just behind Mackinac Island in Michigan. The panelists point to the city's boardwalk, view of the Atlantic, and vintage amusement parks among reasons to make it a destination.
Congrats, Ocean City, and your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be partly sunny, high of 72, rain likely tonight.
More than my hometown, Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
Let's do it.
Belated happy birthday wishes to Frank Watkins of Maid's Landing. Frank's birthday was the other day. Happy birthday, Frank.
Frank, hope you had a great one.
Dwayne McFerrin of Brigantine is 61 today. Happy birthday to Mike Newland of Green Creek. Mike is 41. Valerie Green of Milmay is 38. Happy birthday, Valerie. Jamie Luce of Swainton is 38 today. And Debbie Queen celebrates today.
All right, Debbie.
She is the queen. Happy birthday, Debbie. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout-out today, Valerie Green of Milmay. She's 30. We've got tickets to give away to see Russell Dickerson. He's going to be up at the Stone Pony in a couple of weeks. So, Jana, you walk into a restaurant and sit down for your meal, and you notice that at the other table, there's a young family.
Okay.
There's a 5-year-old sitting there. What is that 5-year-old at the restaurant typically doing?
In today's day and age,
yes.
Looking at a tablet.
Yes, they're looking at a screen, yep. Whether it's a tablet or mom and dad's phone. They're busy, blah, 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 and away. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, when you come home from work today, it's time to destroy every screen that you have in your house.
What happened now?
They did a study of kids four through the age of seven.
Yeah.
And found out that 40% of these children think bacon comes from a plant.
What?
Over 40% of kids in the U.S. study thought bacon was a plant. The majority believe that cows, pigs, and chickens are not edible at all. 77% said we can't eat cows. 73% said people don't eat pigs. 65% said chickens? No. Furthermore, the study found that cheese was commonly identified as plant-based.
No way! This can't be real.
44% incorrectly identified cheese as coming from a plant. 41% of kids age 4 through 7 believe bacon came from a plant. 40% said hot dogs come from plants.
So kids really are dumb.
It's time to take those screens away, Mom and Dad.
Because they're watching the wrong stuff. Whatever it is.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
38% of kids, even though chicken is in the name, think chicken nuggets come from plants.
Right.
And how backwards are these kids?
I'm 40, scared.
42% think French fries come from animals.
Great.
30% said popcorn and almonds are animal-based. Joe and Jana, we survived the big weekend with the first invasion of Shoebies. I must say, I experienced the worst driving that I have in weeks,
a long time.
If not months and years.
Really?
People were idiots. I don't know how many people... One time, I had to slam on my brakes so hard it actually hurt my foot.
What?
Because I pushed my brake pedal. So to me, that's Luke Combs. Can't Catch Rate 107.3. Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Can't Catch Rate 107.3 app. Prize today, 2 tickets to see Russell Dickerson. He's going to be at the world-famous Stone Pony Summer Stage a week from Friday. That'll be Friday, June 6th. You'll have 2 tickets to see Russell Dickerson at the legendary Stone Pony June 6th when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. 1/4 of women say they won't go on a second date with a guy if he fails to do this on their first date.
I got a couple of ideas. Okay. Can't say it, though.
1/4 of women won't go on a second date with a guy if he fails to do this on the first date. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Ticket at stake. 2 tickets to see Russell Dickerson. He's playing the Stone Pony, the world famous Stone Pony, and the Summer Stage, Friday, June 6th.
That'll be a great show.
2 tickets when you win. Here's the question. 1/4 of women won't go on a second date with a guy if the guy fails to do this on the first date.
Well,
do what? Hi, Cat Country.
Is it hold the door?
Hold the door open is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Cool.
What's your name?
My name's Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Orchid River.
Bob, we've got 2 tickets for you to see Russell Dickerson of the Stone Pony. Congratulations.
Congrats, Bob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought you said it was open the door.
Isn't that what he said?
No, he said hold the door.
What's the difference?
Hold the door is different than opening the car door is not the same as like just holding the door open for me when we get to the restaurant. If you don't open my car door for me.
Well, it's open the door. We're not specifying car.
You mean all doors. We're just doing all
open
doors.
Open the door.
Open
the door for her. I open the door for her.
Sure.
It means anything.
All right.
Are you bickering about whether he said hold the door rather than open the door?
Yeah.
Well, why would you hold the door or shut?
That's not...
You don't let her out of your car?
That's not the same
that's
thing.
That's a good way to get a second date.
Boo!
Jana, I think you're at an age young enough. I don't know this for sure. We'll ask you. You probably never had a root canal yet, right?
No.
In your teeth?
No, I have not.
Yeah, you're probably 5 or 10 years away from your first one.
Why would you say that? Don't put that juju on me.
That's what happens.
Once you
start getting older, things happen and you need a root canal. So they used to be more painful than they are, but thanks to modern medicine and lots of medicine, they don't hurt as much as they used to, but they're...
I'm terrified.
Yeah, a lot of people are very terrified.
Yes.
So imagine going to the dentist and having a root canal today. Or imagine going to a dentist and having 14 root canals today.
No.
In Germany, a dentist ordered to pay a patient almost $8,000 in compensation after he, I love this, got her drunk so he could do 14 root canals in one day.
Are you joking? Like, for no reason?
I mean,
usually
you'd spread these out over months.
That's disgusting.
He did 14 in one day. The dentist gave the woman large glasses of cognac in between drillings, telling her it would take the pain away.
No way.
What's your copay for 14 root canals?
I don't know. Like, ew. I'm not okay now.
That's a lot.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. Crazy weekend up at Seaside Heights. Police say three young adults were stabbed. 73 people were arrested, forcing authorities to shut down the boardwalk starting just after midnight Memorial Day. Police say the stabbing victims so far have been uncooperative.
A Stafford Township father is charged in the shooting of his teenage daughter while he was cleaning his gun. Police say 47-year-old Edgar Bayarga is charged with aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a minor. He allegedly shot his 13-year-old daughter while he was cleaning his gun at home on Saturday. His daughter is listed in stable condition. His court appearance is pending.
What's wrong with people? A couple in Brigantine in trouble after, get this, leaving their 8-year-old and 1-year-olds at home as they went out drinking Sunday night.
What?
Concerned residents alerted police to the situation. 43-year-old Felix Rodriguez and 38-year-old Lydia Monterosa, parents of the year candidates no more. Both are from Jersey City. They were arrested and charged on a summons with endangering the welfare of a child.
Yikes. And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be partly sunny, high of 72. Rain likely tonight and tomorrow.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, anyone else remember the D.A.R.E. program? We showed up one day one. Little kids knew nothing about drugs. They taught us all about all the names of the drugs, the street lingo to get drugs, the places in town you could find drug dealers,
yep,
and then said, don't do drugs. Okay, bye.
Don't do it.
Number two, the airport is a lawless place. 7 a.m., have a beer. Tired, sleep on the floor. Hungry, chips are
$17. $17.
It's the airport. Everything
you're
is
right.
On. Number three, lawyer, did you kill him? Me, no. Lawyer, you know what the punishment is for committing perjury? Me, sure, much less than murder.
Well.
Number four, Fifth Third Bank? I don't think you understand how to number things, which is something I generally look for in a bank.
Fifth Third, right. Yeah. Trying to line that up.
There is a bank called Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third.
Yeah, we're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, Plato returns from the dead. Plato, so who's that girl? Are you guys together? Me. Nah, it's purely platonic. Plato. Platonic, what does that mean? We're going to announce the winner to Men Children of All Ages. It's time for another edition of I Challenge Jonna.
Oh, no. Okay.
Which is older? We got four of these, Jonna. Which is older? Apple, not the fruit, but, you know, the company. Which is older, Apple or Microsoft?
I'm going to say Apple.
Microsoft, 1975. Apple, 1976.
Dang it. Sorry. I knew they were like, oh, I knew they were very, very close.
Which is older? Barbie, the Barbie doll, or G.I. Joe, the G.I. Joe action figure?
Barbie.
Which is older? Barbie, 1959. G.I. Joe, 1964.
Okay. Correct. One and one.
Which is older, the invention of Post-it notes or the invention of the ballpoint pen?
Ballpoint pen.
Post-it notes, 1968.
Ugh.
Ballpoint pen, 1938.
Oh, yes.
So you're right.
Yes.
All right. Two wins, one loss. Last one. Which is older, Disneyland in California or Disney World in Florida?
Disneyland.
Disneyland, 1955. Disney World, 1971.